Good day, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Parenting with Festus. And today we have a wonderful guest with us in the name of Kos. Can we meet you, Mr. Kos?
Yeah, we can. Thank you for having me. I wonder what we'll have today, and I wonder what the questions will be as well.
Okay. Well, and in brief, can you tell us what you understand by parental experience?
What I understand by parental experience is that it becomes an experience once you get or have children. And for me, it's been a rocky road, but we are having a great time at the moment. we're enjoying every year of it at the moment as well.
Yeah, thank you for that. Since you became a parent, can you compare your life with what it was before becoming a father and life after becoming a father?
No, not at all. I think that it's two different lives as well. You relive your own youth through your children, and I think it's wonderful to do. Sometimes it's not as much fun as you would like it to be, but for now the roller coaster ride is great.
Okay, that is a great one. I would like to know, before you make the decision, did you discuss with your partner on whether to have children or not?
Yes, we did. We had a bucket list, which we completely have done before we were trying to have children. And we did everything basically that was on that bucket list. It's just a list of things that you really want to do in your life once. And after that, we said, well, if kids will come in now, and if we might have them, then they're welcome. That's how it started, right?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I would like to take you back to when you were a child. Would you adopt the same style of parenting that your parents used on you while you were a child on your own child?
No, not at all. My youth was very complicated and very difficult. I grew up between two worlds. My mom was living from a minimum wage, and she was divorced from my father. And he was a millionaire. And so I grew up in between those two worlds. And my mom let us go, and my dad was really strict in the rules. If I look back on it now, I think my dad is the one that gave me the strength to carry on and to go on and, you know, be on time and whenever you have appointments, etc. And my mom gave me the freedom to think and say whatever I want. And now we're the only thing I see that I do still do with our daughter is that I let her make her own mistakes in the hopes that she will learn from that.
Oh, you give her the free will to make certain decisions by herself?
Yeah, well, I should say that it shouldn't be, you know, major decisions, but small stuff. In the beginning, when they climb into a tree, you can tell them not to do it because you will fall down. And you know, if you keep that in mind and you keep looking at what she's doing, and she will fall at a certain point, and it's not too high, of course, but then she will learn that, you know, climbing a tree isn't the best thing to do. And I think that in life, it's in general, it's, you know, making mistakes is, you know, the thing that you need to learn, because when you make mistakes, you will always learn something from that. And if it was good or bad, it doesn't really matter now.
Yeah, so I would also like to know, in time of spending time with your daughter, how do you balance it with work and home?
The weekends are the days that I spend most with my daughter. go to the hockey games a lot, and I support her there, of course. And in the evening, we all have dinner at the same table. It used to be a common thing, but nowadays most people are, you know, busy with their phones, etc. But we kept it without our phones and television and so on, and we just have a little chat about how the day went, etc. And we regularly watch movies, and now she's into the age of the computers and having friends online. So we don't speak that much during the weeks, but whenever there's hockey games or special things like birthdays or Christmas that's upcoming, then we will spend that together.
Oh, nice. Also, because if I'm to talk about parenting in Africa and parenting in Europe, is quite the opposite, because African parents, they admit to make decision for their children on what they want. But I feel like in this part of the world, also governments helping training the children. Do you think allowing governments to have a say in how you bring up your child is a good one?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. I think in some cases it would be right, but then it's totally dependent on the parents that are raising them. Some parents do a great job, a marvelous job. I worked in childcare for almost 14 years, and I saw every opposite that you can have with parents. And in some cases, I would say yes, please let them have a say, and they do have a say. We have some special divisions in our government that, like childcare, for example, they will come in and give the parents a lot of tips and handles how to raise their child, and that's totally the costs are for the government, actually. So I think that's a good thing in some cases, not in all. Some people, you know, they are natural parents, I would say. Everybody's a natural parent, of course, but they... oh crap, you fucked that up. But they... So every parent is a natural parent, of course, but some people are just talents at it. And we meet people daily that I think they've done a great job at certain things, but I don't want to push my daughter into a certain direction. Okay. And it doesn't mean that she can be a criminal later on, but it also doesn't mean that she, you know, can make her own choices. And if she wants to be, a goat herder in wherever, Iraq or Iran, and she's happy with that, I will let her go.
Okay, so let me ask you this one also. Like, in the next 5 years, where would you like to see your child?
It doesn't matter for me, even if she's on the other side of the world and I'm not with her, it's, you know, that would surprise me actually, but as long as she's happy, you know, then my job is complete.
Okay, so you think you have you are doing the right thing, like you're making the right choice for her at the moment, that is like making her to be on the right path?
Yes, I truly believe that every person knows the difference between right and wrong, and I think I made the right decisions so far. Of course, I made mistakes while raising our daughter, but I also learned from that, and I won't do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. On a final note, I would like to like, in general, if you want to advise a parent, that what would your final word be?
Enjoy the ride, I guess.
Because now we see what is happening in America. Children, maybe due to like negligence on the part of the parent, they go to school with guns and then make mistakes by killing other students, because I don't know what could cause that. But I feel like if we can't say it's a bad parenting style or the good one, it's just like the way their parents handles them. and I think we can do a better.
Exactly, yeah. I don't think it's a good idea for a new parent to, if you're a super lawyer yourself, that when you have a son, that you want it to be a super lawyer.
Yeah.
You shouldn't raise them like that. You should just let it go sometimes, and you know, see where their interests are and support that. I think that's key in any parenthood. And as long as you keep on doing that, and everybody knows the difference between right and wrong, just do what your heart tells you. I think that's the best.
Yeah. So I appreciate the time. And that will be it for this episode. I'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you.